As you can tell by my enthusiasm.
How long? Right. I've never heard you more enthusiastic.
It was delightful. I had a good time.
And how long were you there? What did you do?
I was there for about 4.5 months, and I had
Is that all it was?
Freaking blast. Yeah, it was actually a little short. I should have stayed for longer.
Is it true that it's real expensive there? I mean,
yeah,
like make Santa Cruz look, you know, relatively inexpensive?
No, it was pretty rough sometimes. But, it was just incredible. Everybody, please go to Japan at some point in your life. The nicest people on the face of this earth.
When are you going back?
I don't know. I'm thinking about going back to maybe do a little teaching English after I graduate in a year or two.
Cool.
Good times, yeah.
All right. Well, it's great to have you back here nonetheless.
Indeed.
So, on with the show.
Get it.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSVO Radio.
Well, it's great to be back in the saddle, gang, after a two-week hiatus. I want to thank Rob Roberts for putting on what we understand was a rip-roaring, wonderful show about immigration and other topics last week. Thanks, Rob. You're the greatest. All kinds of things happening in our world. We're going to do an open mic show for the next 2 hours, but not the complete 2 hours. I heard something this morning that I want to share with you. It's real important. Stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, and what is it I'm talking about? Well, we're going to start the program with a topic du jour. It may or may not become the topic du jour of the entire program, but I had planned to do an open mic program today where the callers will pretty much drive the program with, we usually open with some suggested topics. And I was up this morning at about 6:20, 6:30, and I tuned into KSCO and heard the tail end of maybe the last 25% of the Wellness Hour with Bernie and friends. I don't know how many of you in our KSCO audience are used to being up at that time. The program starts at 5 a.m. local time and finishes at 7 a.m. It's a two-hour live program that originates from upstate New York in a town called Elmira Corning, and it's a group of lay people without letters behind their names, talking about what is important to them, and that is health and nutrition, and now political activism. Now I want to see if I can segue into something that is very, very near and dear to me, and I believe to the KSCO listening audience. For every compliment that I receive from a listener, either on our comment line or out in the street or, you know, letters and faxes and so forth, what people seem to like most about KSCO is that it's an independently owned and operated radio station. It's independent. It is not your cookie-cutter typical radio station that's owned by a great big conglomerate. That it's true that we give you, we program programs such as Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage, nationally syndicated programs, but we tie it all together with local news and discussion of local topics and issues. And I've got to say, ladies and gentlemen, that in the last 15 and a half years, it's been a pleasure to hold our heads up high and be a proud independent radio station. And in a world where independent radio stations seem to be going the way of the 5-cent cigar. Now, the previous program, Michael Olson was talking about how And this, not just in this program, but in many programs, how there seems to be a move toward everything getting bigger and more, centralized and worldwide and global and so forth. Gee, the same thing is happening to the radio business. In fact, it's happened, and there aren't much of us left. And something that I learned by listening to, as I said, the last 25% or so of the Wellness Hour with Bernie and friends today is something that scared the hell out of me, and that is a bill that is going to be before Congress, that's being railroaded through Congress right now, which would take away, which would effectively kill a very important industry, the home-based business industry. And I got to share with the audience that the way that we bring in our revenue so that we can be an independent, a proud independent local radio station that has some innovative programming is more than just the traditional method of that radio stations employ of selling commercial advertising. Sure, we do that. We'll always do that. And we believe that our advertisers who continue to be our advertisers support us because we support them and we help grow their businesses. But another very important reason that you have KSCO is the home-based business industry, which we are very proud as an independent radio station to be able to promote. Ever since I was a kid at the age of 21 and lost the job that I loved and that the boss told me every day that he was so proud that I was doing such a good job for him. And then one day he called me in and had to lay me off, not because he wanted to, but because corporate, a decision that was made at corporate 3,000 miles away in the big corporation. They were doing a company-wide cutback, and that was the end of my job. I learned at the age of 21 that even when you do a good job for a company, chances are you're going to lose you could lose your job. And that's no way to live. And many people are learning that lesson that I learned at the tender age of 21, in their 40s and 50s when they have mortgages and kids to put through college. And what do? So something that's always excited me is turning people on to the idea of being in charge of their own lives. And what is about to happen in the Congress right now is something that's being snuck through so insidiously that it's making me really upset to even, and I just learned about it this morning just because I happened to tune into KSCO. So we're going to take at least part of this program, which will otherwise be an open mic program, to discuss this topic. And I have asked the main host of that program, Bernie Owens, and a frequent guest of that program, Jonathan Emord, to be guests with us, at least here for a while, here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, so that they can tell us in a lot better way than I can what's going on and how the independence of our country in so many ways is being compromised more and more every single day. And so before we bring on Bernie and Jonathan, who are in New York and I think Virginia via telephone, I want to introduce Mama Kay, who's with me here today in the studio. Hi, Ma.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
So, welcome to the Saturday special. It's not very often that we have you on live. We hear your commentaries quite frequently, but now we're going to be able to talk to you live here, and people will be able to call in at 479-1080 or 477-1340. So, let's bring on Bernie right now. For those of you who are up early, Bernie will be quite familiar. Bernie, you there?
Yes, I am, Michael.
Okay, great. Good to hear from you.
Glad to be here, Michael.
Yeah. Because you're someone who loves independence and freedom too, and I also want to bring on Jonathan Emord, who is an FDA and FTC attorney who has been on the Saturday Special before, and now has his own program via Talkstar Radio Network. I'm not sure about the local affiliates, but it is available at is it 4 p.m. on Pacific
Eastern time? Yeah, 4 p.m. On the East Coast.
Oh, Eastern time, so that's 1 p.m. our time. Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, welcome back to the KSCO Saturday Special. Great to have you.
Great to be here.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
And now you're more than a guest. It's like three hosts and a budding host. I've been trying to get my mom to be a host for a long time, and maybe we'll be able to twist her arm one of these days. But in any case, gentlemen. Jonathan and Bernie have been very active in recent years. Certainly Jonathan, because that's his profession. Jonathan has been single-handedly, or with the help, I guess, of some support of several companies, to preserve our freedom to know about what. Health claims. You know what? I'm just fumbling all over. Jonathan, tell us what you've been doing here and what it's led to.
Well, the government, a lot of people don't understand, the government censors truthful nutrient disease information. Give you an easy example for everyone to understand. It's against the law for a prune juice company to tell consumers that prune juice relieves chronic constipation. And in individual cases, beginning with the claim folic acid reduces neural tube defects in 1999 and proceeding thereafter with a series of other ones, we have gone to court against the Food and Drug Administration to relieve the companies that sell those products from censorship. The government has prohibited them from communicating the information with great cost to American health and lives, I might point out. In the folic acid case, 2,500 preventable neural tube defect births occurred every year. FDA censored the claim that folic acid reduces the risk of neural tube defect births. So those cases, there are six of them, five on First Amendment grounds, one on other statutory grounds. We defeated the Food and Drug Administration. The present action is being taken by another agency of the government, the Federal Trade Commission, and it's even more insidious, Michael, than you have suspected, because it isn't being offered as a bill in Congress. It's actually being promulgated as a rule by a regulatory agency that has the same effect as if it were passed by Congress, but has none of the democratic checks on it that would come were this before Congress.
Well, it's just horrible what's being allowed to happen here, but we got to be vigilant, huh? So,
yes, we do. And yeah. this rule is extraordinary in that while it is said to be for the purpose of stopping deception in the market, it actually has absolutely nothing to do with stopping deception. Instead, it is a trap for the unwary. It effectively will halt the growth and probably will destroy network marketing in the United States.
Okay, now let's talk about network marketing, also known as multi-level marketing, and it's a way for people who want to be in charge of their own lives and have their own home-based business where they don't have to worry about punching a time clock or worry about losing a job like I did at the age of 21, even when they're doing a wonderful job at that job. It gives them a wonderful opportunity to enjoy the American dream. And what disturbs me is that the government apparently has it in for network marketing now. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct.
And they want to destroy it. Now, why do they want to destroy it? Because they want to preserve they want the big company, they want everything to be a big company, whether it's in radio or whether it's pharmaceuticals or whether it's petroleum. Everything is supposed to be big, gigantic corporations. Is that what's going on here? What's the purpose?
Well, the Federal Trade Commission is comprised of gentlemen and some ladies who are academics. They're They're economists and they're marketing experts, and they have, with all due respect, an elitist viewpoint. And they regard advertising from the get-go as something that's unseemly. They don't like advertising per se. And they regulate advertising extensively. They regulate corporate advertising. They regulate advertising by various groups of people. But something that has eluded them has been the ability to control the communication taking place in network marketing. And that's because it frequently takes place in people's homes or at parties, and there's no advertising in the mass media. And so it goes largely under their radar. And as a consequence, they're frustrated by it because it's a limitation on their power to exercise control over what is communicated in the commercial marketplace. So as a consequence of that, their desire to have control over it and their frustration at not being able to exercise control, they've come up with a new mechanism, and that is not to look at what people say, not to find out how and if they deceive another person, but rather to impose upon them a legal requirement on every single person who provides a business opportunity to another person to make certain disclosures of information that, if not made in exactly the way it is prescribed, is deemed by operation of law deceptive advertising. So they may declare you...
Even if it's not advertising, even if it's just one person talking to another person.
That's right. They consider that an advertisement. And what they will do is they will deem the failure to give the federal form that they've created, or the failure to fill that form out correctly, as proof positive of deceptive advertising without ever establishing what you said to actually deceive. So in other words, you can be completely honest, be a fine person, never deceive anyone, yet either not know that you have to give out the form, or give out the form and not complete it properly, and you are automatically guilty of deceptive advertising.
There seems to be a move the basic tenet or foundation of this country about innocent until proven guilty to be the opposite. You're guilty until proven innocent. That's where it seems to be moving.
That's right. It's the violation of our basic Fifth Amendment right to due process of law. It causes all people to be presumed in the category of those who have committed the crime of deceptive advertising.
Later.
And treats them all, forces them all to carry the economic and regulatory burden that is more justly imposed upon those who actually do deceive others.
I see. Well, so what do you think the chances of this are passing are?
Excellent. I think that the Federal Trade Commission will adopt a rule, and the real question is whether people out there will cause comments to be filed that will place in the FTC the objections to it on legal, economic, and marketing grounds that need to be there in order to challenge this in court. If those arguments are not made, then the only way to challenge the rule will be when it's applied in a prosecution against the party for violating it. So the only real chance of stopping it, aside from the President of the United States calling up the chairman of the FTC and telling him to knock it off, is for a court to enjoin FTC from enforcing the rule and reverse and remand their rule to the FTC to prevent its adoption and implementation. That can only take place if a party that has filed comments in the rulemaking sues afterwards in court.
It's on a real fast track now, isn't it?
It is. Comments are due by June the 15th, and in reality, the only way to get this done is to move as rapidly as possible with all hands on deck trying to oppose this thing. And we need people to write to the president. We need people to call the White House. We need people to lobby as hard as they can for the president to stop this.
Okay. Now, why should anybody do that if they're not themselves engaged in network marketing? A lot of people aren't. In fact, a lot of people don't even like network marketing because they think of the old people lying to get them to go to an Amway meeting back in the 70s.
Well, the rule applies to all manner of people who present a business opportunity to others where the person presents as part of the to the purchaser an opportunity for business assistance, which means the offer of material, advice, information, or support. So you see the breadth of this rule. It reaches all kinds of people. It reaches people who get up there and give those speeches about improving your business, and people pay for that. Well, this business opportunity rule would apply to that. It applies to all manner of businesses that present a opportunity where the purchaser makes a payment or provides other consideration to the seller in exchange for the receipt of business assistance.
So, Jonathan, simply put, please tell us, we the people, exactly what we should do in a sentence. Whom should we call and what should we say?
I would, if I were out there, I would contribute both financially and with all the support I could to the Multi-Level Marketing Industry Association to file comments in opposition to this rule. You can do that by...
What's the name of the rule?
It's the Business Opportunity Rule.
Okay.
Does it have a house rule number, HR number, or Senate?
No, it's one of the things people don't understand, which is very important, is that laws are principally made in the United States on the federal level by independent regulatory commissions, not by Congress. These independent regulatory commissions adopt regulations. They have the full force and effect of law. This is one such regulation. To support this, people should send an email to Ed Jarin, that's EDJARRIN at EXIGO.com, and say they want to support the MLMIA, Multi-Level Marketing Industry Association's comments in opposition to this rule.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes.
The whole thing, slowly.
Ed Jarin, EDJARRIN, at EXIGO.com.
And you want to support, you urge support of the MLMIA comments in opposition to the Business Opportunity Rule.
That's right.
All right. Now we can put this up on our website, and you have a website yourself, or you could direct people to a website, right? That has more information about this. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleading with you, even if you are not involved in a home-based business, and never plan to, this is like a major, major freedom in our country that's about to be taken away. Take it seriously. Before you don't have any freedom left. Do you understand? Please take it seriously. Okay. Do you have an email address or a web address that you'd like to send people to, Jonathan?
Sure. They can go to emord.com, EMORD.com. Unfortunately, today the rule is not on my website, but it will be on Monday.
Okay.
And they can also go to the MLMIA's website. There is more information there about this rule on their website. Unfortunately, I don't have their web address.
Well, we'll produce some promos that we'll play during the week also. So, thanks for being with us. And we're going to bring on Dan Wagner also with Bernie Owens in to sort of put in their two cents here before we move on to our next subject here. I think I might have lost Bernie. Did I
lose Bernie?
No, you didn't. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Almost though.
Okay.
Bye,
go,
Jonathan.
Bernie, you're on.
Okay, am
I
on? Later, guys.
Okay, I'm glad
thanks
to hear it.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Anyone out there who's ever thought about having a home-based business, which I never thought I would ever have because I'm no salesman, but all of a sudden they're trying to say, okay, we're going to have to do something about stopping this because it's taken off too well. There's some big businesses behind this new rule they have, which has nothing to do with Congress or the Senate. These are people appointed, and they don't have to worry about any mistakes they make because they don't get reelected. They're just appointed people. They're getting in there now, and what they're saying is that they're going to make it so difficult that no one will be able to have a home-based business because there's no way you have to wait a week. If I met somebody on the street today and I said, you know, you could use my product, I can't talk to him for a week. And that's wrong, Michael. What they're doing is absolutely, positively wrong. And if we let this go through, it's going to be one bad, big mistake. And we don't have to let it go through. There's ways to, as people, if everybody would just listen to this, this is a government by the people, for the people. And what we have to do today, starting right now, is write a letter to George W. Bush, President of the United States, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., and you write him a letter and say, you do not want the business opportunity rule to be placed in law. Have it stopped now. Every single one of us who are listening to my voice right now ought to have this in the mail first thing Monday morning. It is positively necessary.
And you can call also.
You can also call Washington, D.C. Yes, and Dan will add those numbers and the fax numbers for us to call and fax the president. He's got the numbers out there already. He will give them to you next. And there's one thing I've got to say. If you email, they can delete it. If you call them, they can forget about it. But if you fax them and those papers keep on coming and coming and coming and coming, they're going to get the general idea, we've got to put a halt to this. And that's what we've got to do. And you know, it can't just be one or two people. You've really got to do what we have done here locally in my area. You really have to get them behind. They look like they're deer stuck in front of the headlights. Because once you get enough people behind you, it actually works. Because this is a government by the people, for the people. And as long as the people start showing them and don't say, well, let John Blow do it or the guy next door, because he's not going to do it. Matter of fact, you go over next door and you knock on his door and say, hey, I want you to send out a letter. I'm sending it out also. Okay, that's what you got to do, Michael. Everybody has got to unite, and it'll work. But it takes off everybody. Okay, Kay, I know you're trying to get in. What do you want to say?
Hold on, I'm trying to clear my throat. Oh. Bernie, what I want to say is, how can you make this more personal so that everybody who's listening realizes that they have a vested interest? For example, when you're talking about these independent people, it seems to me these independent people could be lobbyists for certain organizations like the pharmaceutical organization, the very powerful, powerful pharmaceuticals who would like very much for nutraceuticals, that means vitamins and minerals, to not be allowed to be sold. Isn't that true?
Or without a prescription, anyhow.
Isn't that part of this also?
That's absolutely what's going on.
Okay,
and I know why it's going on. Because we are putting a hurting on these people.
Exactly. So everybody who's listening can ask themselves, do I want to have a prescription so that I can have vitamin C or B or multivitamins? Because this is all tied together, and it's very insidious. It isn't only about home-based businesses. It's about control by...
that's exactly where it's at.
That's where it's at.
That's where it's at. And I know what's doing it. I don't like to come right out and say, hey, it's
say
big
it.
Business. But it's true. It is big business. If I showed you what...
Why don't you like to come right out and say
well,
it,
Well, because then people are saying, is he really that much? Yes, I am. I'm really against big business, but not all big business. You know, a lot of people are complaining today. They're saying, oh, look at the price of this gas. Isn't this terrible? Well, Mike, if you really look at it, if you break it all down, I'm going to be truthful with you. If you take a $100 bill and you go buy gas, $8 out of that $100 is what's going to pay for the gas itself. That's what the guy's making off the gas, okay? You know we all know who's really making the big money. You got to send it out back overseas. It's the people who are selling the oil. Those are the ones making the big bucks. Well, in the pharmaceutical industry, if you stop and you break that one down, I can start showing you percentages, Michael, that would blow your mind. We're talking 200,000 to 300,000% markup on every single pill. In other words, when it costs them 2 cents to make a pill, and they're selling it for $150, $250 a pill. Mike, this is actuality, and I've got proof of that. And now you know why they're starting to push
up. Why don't people get really angry?
Because I don't think the people realize it. You know, I didn't realize the amount of markup on somebody's drugs, Michael. And I was actually shocked when I started getting all this information. But, Michael, I spend my time on a computer and reading and stuff like that today. I'm improving my own knowledge of all this stuff, but the majority of people don't have the time. People are working a full-time job, Mike, and what they're doing is they're saying, well, if we'll let Bernie take care of it, or we'll let Jonathan Emore do it, or Richard Breton, or Dan Wagner, or Kenny Austin, we're going to let them people fight this fight. Well, we can't fight it by ourselves, Michael. We need the help of every single American out there today. And if we get it, then we'll be able to turn this around. I'm fighting another bill called H.R. 4282, which this particular law, I have a wellness hour show. I'm not allowed to tell you what calcium can do for you. I'm not allowed to tell you what selenium can do for you. I'm not allowed to tell you what prune juice can do for you. But yet the pharmaceutical company can have these stupid ads on the television saying, oh, if you take Vioxx, you're going to feel better. No, if you take Vioxx, you're going to have a heart attack. I mean, that's the part that's bugging me, Michael. I can't get away with saying some of the stuff that I would love to say, but if we can get our Congress to pass this H.R. 4282, I'll be able to tell you what you need, what 90 nutrients you need, and what above the 90 nutrients that you need to be able to improve your health.
What you're really saying, Bernie, is that little by little, all our freedoms are being taken away.
You've got it. That's exactly what's happening, Kay. And it's going to keep on happening unless America wises up. I mean, back years ago, there was a little thing called the Boston Tea Party. And that was for taxes without representation. But I'll tell you something. We've got to have another Boston Tea Party now. Because the people have got to stand up to this government. We elect these officials to do what we want done. But, you know, it's making it look like we elect these officials to do what they want done. That's wrong.
Okay, the people are not getting
the
message.
Or what the big companies want done.
Because
it's the big companies that put in the contributions to enable the politicians to get in, and the little people have got to somehow become big while they still can.
That's true.
I don't think that big companies, big radio companies, are getting involved in this. Like Clear Channel, are they saying anything like this? So that's a minus for us. So,
that's right. That's exactly where it's at, Kay.
I know.
They're being run by Big Brother, too.
Right.
If you want to call it Big Brother, that's what I call it. But if enough of these little stations,
I think they are Big Brother. What do you think? What do
they
you
are
mean being run by Big Brother? I think the big companies are Big Brother.
They are.
I think the big companies are responsible for putting in their people to run the government, who become everybody's master.
That's right. But, Michael, we can take it back. With a small grassroots effort, look what I did here. Everybody told me, oh, no, you're not going to be able to get that congressman. He won't do it. And he was even being paid by pharmaceuticals. I proved that out. Guess what? He went back and co-sponsored this bill. You see, it took one guy, but what it was... by me hollering and screaming and all this fuss, I got everybody in this whole area, my small area right here in Chemung County, to go to a meeting where he was at. He was so shocked he went back and signed. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah, it
That's
works.
What it takes.
Yeah.
But I can't do it in California.
There was a similar thing here. About 10 years ago, the Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors were suggesting that private wells be metered, you know, private property wells be metered.
Mm-hmm.
And it was another quiet thing like this that if it wasn't for the radio station and the grassroots mailing effort to get people out to attend a meeting where this was going to be. I don't know whether it was going to be. It was certainly being considered. I didn't know whether it was going to be voted on that night. I think it was, actually. I have never seen such an angry crowd of people, and I have never seen the supervisors so afraid for their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I think it was so funny, but it was so true, because they made people so mad. Who do you think you are? You how dare you think that you're gonna force us to put a meter on our well for our water that we own? Who do you ought to? Are you nuts? Are you
That's
absolutely
right.
crazy?
But Michael, after 5 years, these same people are going to try it again and again and again.
Yeah, right. So you can't stop.
But you can't stop. You always have to be vigilant. You
yes.
have to have somebody out there watching what's going on, and then they lead the people. And that's what's going to have to happen, Michael. I'm leading them in this area, but
okay.
I can't be out in California at the same time.
All right.
But we've got Don out there who's working. I know he's supposed to be working with you and your station out there. You should know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And if you can get someone to get Sam Farr going. Michael, we need these people. There's 535 congressmen, okay? Out of that, we want to have at least 200 to 250 co-sponsor this bill. And we've got to get it through. We've got to get this bill through. And we also have to start working, starting Monday morning, start calling Washington, D.C., start calling the president, start emailing, start faxing, and we've got to get this done. We've got to tell them, do not let the business opportunity rule go through. Call the FTC and tell them, stop it now. And he's their boss. He can do that. The president can do it. Congress can't. The Senate can't. The president can, because he's the one that appointed him.
Right. Okay, Bernie Owens, let's bring on Dan Wagner, who will give some addresses and phone numbers here. Dan,
Bernie, one thing I want to add to that is, and what Kay alluded to, that in 5 years they'll come back again and try it again. And I think that's what we're experiencing within our industry, because we're in the fight for H.R. 4282, which is the Right to Know Act, you know. And
right.
And on top of that, there's a couple other bills that have been added to the bunch, and now we have the business opportunity rule that the FTC is trying to implement, is because, number one, the FTC and the FDA work hand in hand. And they'll put out bill after bill after bill until they break us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be vigilant. We have to work on this all the time. And I don't believe that the business opportunity rule is the last thing we're going to see. We're going to see things come out, because if they fail in one area, they're going to try to hit us in another area. And we have to get this grassroots effort started and keep the people on top of it, because if we don't, the sooner or later, they're going to try to get us to where we're complacent with it and try to sneak something in there. But, you know, and that's just my feeling, is I don't know if I'm right or wrong, Michael.
You're right. You're right.
But
yeah,
you know,
right.
It seems like that when we succeeded in one area and we're starting to get congressmen and senators on the H.R. 4282 bill, and we see these bureaucracies, the FTC and the FDA, bring out something new
again and again
to try to trip us up.
You have to be an activist.
Yeah, you have to be an activist.
All
the
time.
You have to go at it full bore. If you don't, you know, they're gonna get their way, and we don't want them to do that, because they aren't an elected office. You know, they're a bureaucracy that's in there for life, and they have one thing, they have one motivation, is that the money they can create for themselves, because you know, and we talk about the gas prices, and we're all up in arms about the gas prices, but when you look at at the research and what's involved in it. You look at the petroleum companies, they take 8 cents on a dollar from the gas price. The
right.
government is the big business there. They take 69 cents on a dollar.
Well,
you know, that's how much money goes to the government, local and federal and state and everything. So the price of your gas, you have to look at the right person. Look at the government. They're the ones that are spending all the money. They're the ones that have to have that constant influx of millions and billions of dollars worth of money.
Right.
So
give out some numbers, Dan.
Okay, now I have an email I worked up, and Michael, I can email this to you so the people in California can get it from KSCO.com. And that might be best that way.
Sure.
But for the show purposes, we have some numbers. We have George Bush's address, if nobody knows it. It's the Honorable George W. Bush. He's the President of the United States, and that's how you should address the envelope. The White House. And that is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's a very recognizable address, I think, for all Americans, or many Americans. But that's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. And if you want to call the president, whether you'll get in or not, I don't know, but we can begin calling on Monday morning. His number is 202-456-1111. And I'll repeat that. That's 202-456-1111. Another good avenue, and Bernie mentioned this, and is to fax them a letter. You can fax the letters this weekend. Type up your letter and get it to a fax machine and fax it into them, or fax it off your computer. That number is 202-456-2461. That's 202-456-2461. And then, like I said, we have an email, and I'll send it to Michael. So anybody that wants to get on, I don't know if you want to post this on your website, Michael,
sure,
or if you just want to answer people's email. But I have the other information for Ed Geron on there. I have the government, the White House contact website on there, and the letter that you can work up to the business opportunity rule for the FTC that you can voice your opposition in a letter form on
the
web.
That's good. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
Okay.
And thank you to Bernie, too. We're going to put you both on hold here, and we do have a number of callers here. I haven't even put out the phone numbers yet.
Before we do that, why don't we take a break?
That's a great idea, just what I was going to say, Jay. So why don't we take the commercial break now? This is your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, the Saturday special with MZ, KZ, Jay, Bernie, Dan, and you, the caller. So stay with us. There's a lot more.
We simply don't have enough money to do everything we need to do. Hello, I'm Fred Keeley with an invitation for you to tell us what you really think about our transportation problems and solutions by attending a Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission public workshop.
Today's workshop is from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Seacliff Inn, Aptos.
Attend our transportation public workshops and tell us what you really think. Get all the details on the web at tftaskforce.org.
Hi, I'm Adolfo Garcia, owner of Community Tree Service. We offer dumpster rentals, tree work, demolition, and free estimates. For any of these services, please go ahead and call my office and either talk to Regina or Naomi at 763-2391. Thank you.
Are trees around your house looking strange, leaning in the wrong direction, blocking your sunlight, in danger of falling? Take care of this and call us, the professionals, Community Tree Service. We're licensed, insured, and bonded. We offer free estimates and are ever ready in emergency situations. We take pride in being reliable and will accommodate your needs with safe professional service and advice. Call our office today at 763-2391 or from Santa Cruz, 426-6340.
Spending time in the great outdoors doesn't have to mean roughing it, especially when you have the latest camping gear from Outdoor World. A lightweight, ultra-comfortable sleeping pad, a weather-resistant tent, or a cozy, warm sleeping bag will make spending time in the great outdoors, well, great. Outdoor World has the latest gear for camping, hunting, or fishing. Check out the new drip coffee maker from Coleman, designed to fit on camp stoves. Or the cool and sturdy stainless steel Coleman ice chests. You'll also find camp cookware, cots, lanterns, and accessories. Going fishing? Check out Outdoor World's selection of fishing poles, waders, boots, and tackle boxes. And duck hunters will love Outdoor World's selection of hunting rifles, ammo, gun safes, and camo clothing. With so much gear in one place, you're bound to find what you're looking for. And maybe something a little extra, like time. Shop Outdoor World in Monterey on Fremont Street, on River Street in Santa Cruz, and on 41st Avenue in Capitola. Look for their ad in the Good Times in Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World. We gear you for adventure.
JC Heating and Air Conditioning was started in 1975 by John and Carol Hadley. I'm Chris, and when you call JC Heating, I'm the guy who's going to come over to your home and explain your new heating system, air conditioning, and indoor air quality appliances. The secret to JC Heating's success in the Monterey Bay Area for 30 years, we offer safety, comfort, and value. Pretty basic. If you're building or remodeling, or just want to get rid of your old inefficient furnace, call us at 831-475-6538. Want to know the latest in high-efficiency heating and cooling? Call me. Trouble with your ducting? Those critters will get in if you don't watch out. Call JC Heating. We want to hear from you. And for those of you who suffer from asthma or allergies, ask about our perfect air purifier. JC Heating and Air Conditioning. Regular people. I'm Chris, a regular guy who wants to get in your house and fix it. Call us at 831-475-6538. JC Heating, 475-6538.
Here's a special program announcement from AM 1080 KSCO. Beginning next Monday afternoon, Phil Hendry is moving to AM 1340 KOMY. Phil Hendry will be aired on KOMY AM 1340 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. We will then move Michael Savage to the 4 to 7 p.m. slot on AM 1080 KSCO. What this will do is allow both programs to come to you live as they take place. Remember, next Monday at 4 p.m., it's Michael Savage on AM 1080 KSCO. That's 4 to 7 p.m. And on AM 1340, it's Phil Hendry, live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The reason behind all the changes is the recent announcement from Phil Hendry that he will be retiring from radio in June. We wanted you to get used to Michael Savage being on AM 1080 KSCO from 4 to 7 p.m., while at the same time allowing you to hear the last Phil Hendry shows live as they take place on AM 1340.
Hello.
And we're back.
Oh, good. We're back.
Very depressing advertisement.
Oh.
So sad.
What? Now, wait a minute, Jay. Okay,
why?
Yeah. I don't want to hear. No bitching permitted from anybody. But now, listen, this is not in our control.
I know.
I mean, you know that. It wasn't, what, 3 weeks ago that Phil Hendry was on with Rosie on the morning show.
Yeah, I know.
And said, no, radio is what made me, man. I'm not quitting radio. And then what does he do? What does he do? He quits radio.
I'll be retiring.
Not cool.
No, he's going on television.
But he's quitting radio.
Hey, well,
radio
gotcha.
Is what made him.
Well, I got okay. you. Well, let me, I'll say you to this.
Okay.
When Phil Hendry goes, I don't know what it's going to cost. I don't know if it can be done. The Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show?
Ooh.
What is that like?
That would be delightful.
What's
Adam Carolla used to be the co-host of Loveline. And
oh, yeah, I know.
The Man Show and, you know, this and that and the other.
Yeah.
Well, seasoned broadcaster. Good friend of Phil Hendry.
Well.
Good idea.
But what do we... But the decision has already been made about Michael Savage. Ma, you can't put them...
elsewhere.
I know what we'll do. We'll put them both on at the same time on the same station. And those who want to tune in... Okay, anyhow. Jay,
well, here's all I'm saying. Adam Carolla, probably the second funniest guy on the air after Phil Hendry.
We should
the
hear
The best
him.
Segue to fill the void, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
How can we hear him?
Well, I guess we could change our minds before next Monday. But
yeah.
It's not nice to just...
No,
it's not nice to make announcements to people and
well, you run with
have
Savage
them expect...
For a little while, and after Phil Hendry, you know, kicks off,
okay.
Segue to Adam Carolla.
All right.
I can download a show. I'll give it to you later.
All right. Well,
Sweet.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now you know what we need to do.
I'm going to put you on the show.
What is it, Ma?
I'm talking to Jay.
Well, you could talk to me, too.
Oh. Well,
talk into the microphone so we can hear you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he's so.
Ma,
he's
talk
so,
louder.
He's so passionate, Jay is. That's
Indeed, I am.
You are. In many ways.
Thank you.
No doubt.
Okay. Well, back
now,
to the Saturday
when does
special.
When does my commentary go on?
Next hour.
Yeah.
Right after the beginning, right?
Whenever your son plays it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can play it from this point, actually. In fact, I have it right here.
Okay.
I can originate it, so you don't have to worry about that. So that'll be good. But in the meantime,
let's get some calls.
Let's go back. Yeah, because people are getting angry for being on hold for such a long time. Here's Don, and I don't know where Don is calling from, but Don, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi, Michael. This is Don Koikendall.
Hey, that Don. How you doing?
Good.
Good. You're the Don who's going to help us get politically active here, huh?
Right. I've been bugging Anna Eshoo. She was supposed to respond to me in writing. She hasn't done it. I've now been calling her office daily, both in Palo Alto and Washington, and they're getting a little tired of hearing from me.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, let's put Rosie on it. Let's put Rosie on it, okay?
All right.
KSCO, okay?
Now, the other thing is I've only been able to... Because I retired and I live on a farm, I'm out working and I can't write stuff down quickly. I've only been able to get a hold of one, Sophie Winnick. That's the only phone number I have. Is there a way for me to get the phone numbers from your distributors to advertise?
Sure.
So I can contact them?
Sure, sure.
And,
we'll get that to you.
And that way I can contact them on both these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And see if we can't generate from their end, because they're the ones who are going to lose. Now,
yeah.
I buy, and I'm an associate, but I don't sell anything.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm more interested in getting those people to let them know they're going to go out of business.
Yeah.
If they're not careful, and if they don't get to work on this, their livelihood, some of them, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
And if that's important to them, I would think it would be.
Yeah.
I know one of the places I'm going to visit today is the Bay Briar Shop on Dobbin Biss.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to the people down there and see if we can't get them interested and start promoting it. And I will, if those people don't have a copy of H.R. 4282 and also the Business Opportunity Rule, I will pull it off the internet and actually send it to them, so they can see what it is. Because this is what's happening: is we're losing the small business in America.
Is there a way for you to? Do you feel comfortable giving an email address or a phone number on the air now? If people want to talk to you.
475-2881. I'm an area code 831. My email address is dlcoy, D-L-C-O-Y, 39@comcast.net.
C-O-M-C-A-S-T.
Yeah.
Net.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Hey, Don, really appreciate your calling into the program. I'm waiting so long. Gosh.
Oh, that's all right. I listened to Bernie this morning.
And so did I. Boy.
His wonderful rant rave, and he talked so much. I said, I just better let him talk.
Yeah, and here he is on the Saturday special, too. We were going to do an open mic. We still will, actually, next hour. People can talk about this topic if they're interested.
Right.
But we're going to lead off the beginning, the top of hour number two, with Kay's latest commentary about our good friend Ken Lay. And thank you very much, Don, for calling the Saturdays. What did I do here? Are you still there, Don?
Those phone numbers from the people who advertise on KSCO?
Yes. I will get those to you.
I would appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Now we're going to go back to, I guess we'll go back to Bernie here. And Bernie and Dan, I don't know if you want to hang around for in the next hour in case, because the callers are going to drive the program. It'll be interesting to see if people besides us are as interested as we are in this.
Well, Michael, I hate to say it, but I'm supposed to be at a birthday party for my granddaughter.
Dan
wants to hang on, he can. But I also have another radio show to do at 4 o'clock today, too.
Okay.
I'll be on the Talk Star radio show with Jonathan E. Mord and Steve Wallach.
Okay. Well, we understand. Okay. Thanks for being with us for this hour, Bernie. You're the greatest.
Well, Mike, thanks for having me. And any time, Mike, that you want to, we'll be on, Michael, because we have to energize people. That's our job.
Got it. This is KSCO San Cruz, Salinas, Monterey.
Bye.
We will be back in 6 minutes. Stay with us. Here's Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton. 24 hours of deadly fighting in Afghanistan and Pakistan. 10 U.S. soldiers killed in a helicopter crash in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. And in Iraq, a British military helicopter down in Basra, killing the four-member crew. Police believe the chopper was shot down by a missile or a rocket.
RPGs are very common, and they look rudimentary. But if you keep firing them, eventually something happens. So this might have been what people would call a lucky shot for the insurgency.
Fox's Courtney Keeley in Baghdad. Another White House shakeup. We could know as early as Monday who will replace outgoing CIA Director Porter Goss.
The White House is expected to move quickly to name a new director of the CIA, possibly as early as Monday, after the former director, Porter Goss, tendered his resignation yesterday. The White House says Goss was not pushed out of the job, but rather there was, quote, a collective agreement that it was time for a new director to move the agency forward.
Fox's Molly Henneberg in Washington. The leading candidate for the job, Air Force General Michael Hayden. He's the top deputy to National Intelligence Director John Negroponte. Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy, now in rehab after a car crash he says he doesn't recall, but now new details emerging about that evening.
The Rhode Island Democrat told the Providence Journal newspaper that there was a woman sleeping with him Wednesday night in D.C., and while he doesn't remember what happened, she does. And, quote, she tried to dissuade me from leaving the house, and she wishes she had done a better job. He did not reveal her name, but Kennedy told the paper that she can verify that he wasn't drinking. Police detectives and plenty of reporters have been checking out stories that the 38-year-old son of Senator Edward Kennedy was seen at one of his favorite bars the night he smacked his convertible into a security barrier near the Capitol.
Fox's Julie Kurtz in Washington. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Complicated. Rebuilding the space shuttle's jet engine with just a screwdriver and a crescent wrench.
Uncomplicated. Giving a gift to a worthy cause.
Complicated. Riding a stubborn camel bareback across the Sahara Desert.
Uncomplicated. Using your financial resources to help others.
Complicated. Sailing around the world in a homemade raft without a compass.
Uncomplicated. Donating stock to the American Heart Association. It's simpler than it seems. It's an easy way to make a donation, and your gift will do something even greater than creating a profit. It will help save lives. Donate before December 31st, and you'll quickly receive the benefits of your gift. To learn more about the advantages of a stock donation to the American Heart Association, call 1-800-242-8721. Take stock in life.
Complicated. Maneuvering a hot air balloon through a wind farm.
Uncomplicated. Helping give someone a second chance at life.
A second autopsy on the body of Martin Anderson, the teen who died at a Florida boot camp, confirms he suffocated.
The truth is out. We all knew how Martin passed away. So I'm relieved and happy today. It's a beginning. Justice needs to be served.
Martin's mother, Gina Jones, the coroner of the first autopsy, linked the death to sickle cell disease. He stands by his findings. New numbers on the economy. The economy's picture looking just a bit brighter. The government reporting 138,000 jobs created last month.
That is the smallest number of jobs created since last October. Unemployment held steady at 4.7%. Economists had expected job creation to be about 30% or so higher.
Fox's Wendell Goler, but wages took a jump, rising the most in nearly 5 years. The president urging elderly Americans to take part in a new prescription drug plan.
Even if you do not have significant drug expenses now, you should consider joining a Medicare drug plan to protect yourself against high prescription drug bills down the road.
The president encouraging those to sign up. The deadline is May 15th. A Texas librarian going on the offensive. She's got a beef with her borrowers.
I want my books back. And I want them back now.
Barbara McCutcheon says she tried to be a nice librarian.
But I'm mad now, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
After sending out late notice after late notice, she still has
nearly 300 books overdue from 2005.
So she called the cops, and now Bonham, Texas Police Chief Mike Bankston wants to read to the delinquents their rights.
Hopefully a judge would issue warrants and we would begin arresting people, charging them with the theft of the value of the books.
But the angry librarian doesn't necessarily want to throw the book at them.
Maybe they can do community servicing, trim the hedges at the library, wax my floors.
Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
And could it be sweet victory for brother Derek today's Kentucky Derby? The three-year-old, the favorite to win. I'm Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
And you're listening to KSCO AM 1080. It's 5 minutes past 11 o'clock. This is Jay Cruz, the look at your Central Coast weather forecast for today. Partly cloudy with areas of fog in the morning with west wind at 6 miles per hour with highs around 63. Tonight, partly cloudy, fog and west winds around 7 miles per hour with lows around 50. Sunday, partly cloudy with patches of fog in the morning and west winds at 5 miles per hour with highs around 68. Sunday night, partly cloudy with west wind at 7 miles per hour, lows around 53. Monday, partly cloudy, highs around 68. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 51. Tuesday, partly cloudy, 71. Highs around 71, rather. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows around 52. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with highs around 73. Stay tuned to KSCO AM 1080 for hour number two of our Saturday special. For KSCO, this is Jay Cruz saying, Adam Carolla for the new Drive Time Show. Yeah. All right.
Jay, the lobbyist. Hey, you know, Jay, it's we have a little spring cleaning to do here now.
Right.
It's gotten back to me that stupid people have started to tune into KSCO again.
Really?
That is not permitted.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so we're going to, you know, once again, we need to start playing this ID much more frequently than we have been in recent months.
You get it.
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Like it.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but... But I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Okay, we're gonna do a open mic for the rest of this Saturday special, right up until noontime. 479-1080 or 477-1340 are the numbers.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
But, before we do that, we are going to play the latest commentary from Kay.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
About the Enron fiasco taking over 5 years, it's finally being dealt with in the courts. President Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling are well coached by their cadre of high-powered attorneys. With a straight face, Ken Lay denies that he knew anything about the dire condition of his corporation. It's easy to believe that he's lying. By the time he supposedly found out that his corporation was going down the drain, he had already cleaned out the coffers of many millions, maybe billions, so that there wasn't a penny left for the thousands of employees and innocent investors. Not a penny left for any retirement pensions. This scenario is becoming a rotten habit of other American corporations, where the leaders walk away with many millions and the workers and investors get nothing, and our government does nothing. Why do we the people put up with this corporate stealing? Laws must be put in place whereby all employees, investors, and retirement benefits must be paid off first. And then, if there's anything left over, the leaders of the corporations, whose incompetency made the bankruptcy happen, should get what's left over and possibly go to jail. And not the country club type of jail, which is a joke, but a real jail where real killers are sent. Because these corporate leaders are killers. Killers of people's hopes for a decent retirement and a peaceful old age. Corporate manipulation and stealing must stop. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Case Whirling.
It must be, it has to be, with that big sound it's gotta be, KSCO.
And welcome to hour number two, officially, of the KSCO Saturday Special. My name is MZ, and KZ is with us today, not only on tape or on via recording technology, but in person. Hey, Ma, where do you come up with all these things?
I don't know, Michael. I see an injustice, and I have the opportunity to talk about it. I feel grateful that I can do that. I don't know how much good it'll do, but what these big corporations that are going bankrupt shouldn't have any money unless they, as I said, unless it's given to the people who worked, and for the investors and the people whose retirement funds get lost. Nobody does anything about it.
Okay.
That's wrong.
If you have any comments or you want to bring up a topic or you want to comment on the topic from last hour, phone numbers are 479-1080 or 477-1340. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We also have a fax number. Yeah, we still use a fax number, 475-2967. We also have an email address. That's my personal email address, mz@ksco.com. And actually, I haven't, I have the computer here, but I haven't launched the email, so I will do that shortly. Let's see. We also do have a comment line. If you don't want to go on the air, but you want to get a message to us, an audio message, call our comment line at 429-2222. That's 429-2222. All of these phone numbers are in the area code 831. So if you're outside the area code, which you may well be if you're listening on the internet, you could be listening worldwide through KSCO.com. Or if you're just listening to our blowtorch signal that can be heard over a third of California in the daytime, then chances are you are outside of the area code 831 and you'll have to punch in
8-3-7.
Yeah, the fax is 475-2967. Now give us a call now on this program if you want to call 479-1080 or 477-1340. Back to the phone lines we go now to, we have none other than Billy Sunshine. Hello, Billy.
Hi, Mike.
What you doing?
Well, first of all, I'm agreeing wholeheartedly with Mom. She's got it absolutely nailed in that editorial. Because, you know, I don't agree with her all the time. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Billy.
Yeah, you know, this is not why I called, but I just have to give you an attaboy. You know, it's obvious that the corporate class has taken corporations where they shouldn't go. And they have taken advantage of us. A perfect example of it is these airlines, where these guys take huge bonuses and keep screwing the employees and the riders. Everybody loses the way the airline does.
And the University of California at Santa Cruz.
There you go.
Don't forget that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we the people have to scream.
Exactly. That's why I'm calling today, to scream on a different issue. Let me just say this, to put that to bed, and we'll move on. And that is that it used to be, on average, a CEO got between 10 and 25 times the average worker's salary. Now it's 500 times after just 20 years of change.
It's obscene.
Yeah, it's obscene. And one more thing is obscene. The worst example of this, to make the perfect segue, is a guy who made $144,000 a day while ripping us all off. Who am I talking about?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
Okay, well, you will soon, and we're going to help. How about that fact, though? Do you believe there's somebody out there who made $144,000 a day? Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that, but who is it?
It's the guy who was the CEO of Exxon, the oil company.
Oh, yes. Was he the guy who was in the news recently saying, "We will make whatever we can get"?
Well, did he have like did he look like Jabba the Hutt with this giant third neck?
I can't remember. I don't remember seeing that. I heard it on the radio.
Okay.
I don't know who it was who said that, but boy, whoever that guy is, I think he made a lot of enemies.
Well, so here's the deal. The fact is that these guys have taken advantage of us. Now that there's only a few oil companies, instead of competing for market share, and in a time when things went up, they would, you know, give us a few pennies that go down each trying to get our business. Instead, they just kept raising it, and they don't have to collude to know that if the other guy raises it and I then raise it another penny, that he gets to raise it another penny, rather than competing for market share. We have to force them, Michael and Kay, to compete for market share, and here's how we do it. We pick one company, because, you know, we can't do without oil. We can't say, all right, we're not going to use any gasoline for the next month. We have to have it. But we don't have to have it from every single company. We choose one company, the biggest, the piggiest, the company where the guy just took $400 million to retire. And we boycott that company. If ExxonMobil needs a lot of money coming through, if we were to boycott them, if we just went to the other station down the street, they would eventually have to fight for market share, and the spiral up of prices becomes a spiral down. And talk radio is the place to begin this. Talk radio is people power. You know, we love talk radio, and there's a reason why, because we actually think, besides entertainment, it can make a difference. I'm suggesting that KSCO and talk radio become the sponsors for the boycott. What do you think?
I like the idea. But how powerful is little old KSCO? That's what I'm not
sure. Not alone. No. The idea is that it's sort of like Doc Wallach. You started here, but we ask all of
And now it's worldwide. True.
Exactly. And this is not a left or right issue.
That's right.
You know, both sides can get behind this. This is a talk radio, both sides issue.
Well, maybe couldn't we hurt all of them if we, say, take one day of the week and not drive?
No.
You can do that.
It doesn't work that way.
I can probably do that, but most people can't
It doesn't matter to them as long as soon enough they get that business. What you have to do is pick on one of them. And I say, why not pick on the biggest and the worst of the violators?
Don't buy their gasoline? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, just ExxonMobil. Because you have to have gas. These, you know, most people have to go to work.
Others will get bigger. They'll get more business.
What happens is capitalism, you see, finally works. In a free market, which we do not have, see, that's the pretense. You know, you don't have a free market if they take our tax dollars like they did, Kay, in the last highway bill, and they gave a bunch to the oil companies who were already making billions and said, here, we want you to have an incentive to search for more oil. So there's no free market. What happens in a real free market is people compete on price. If AMD wants to sell more chips than Intel and they've got them to sell, well, what do? They undercut the price, and then the market and the people run to them to buy.
Hey, whatever happened to the wars that everybody loved, the gasoline wars?
That's the point. What happened is that there are so few oil companies. They all merged, Mike.
Yeah.
And so now they don't have to compete. They just sort of have to agree to let the price spiral up. And, you know, because
they all benefit.
Yeah. It's not, you know, they say we set the price. But that's not true. They do. We can't do without capitalism is such a good, important thing, and it works so well most of the time. But as Kay pointed out in her editorial, people can game the system, they take advantage, and they pervert the most powerful, effective thing on earth, capitalism, and they turn it into kleptocracy, the thieving by the rich and powerful. People power can change that.
Okay, I won't buy gas from Exxon anymore.
Neither will I. Thank you, Billy.
Michael, you and I need to talk about this.
Okay.
Because we have to figure out how to get Talker Magazine behind it and all the other stations. We have to spread this. And literally, I mean it, this could work. This can be a nationwide thing in almost no time flat.
Then we can do that in other industries, too.
Well, yeah, we started here. You see, this is the people power that we saw in the Ukraine, where they had a bad election, the people came out and they changed it. In America, for example, I would suggest to you that at some point, I would like the people to demand, you know, and this we disagree on, the resignation of the president. Because in this country today, the Congress, whose job it would be to look into these things, won't do it. You know, the Republican Congress won't look into the Republican president. People power would be able to move that. Like in Lebanon, they got rid of Syria.
What are you laughing at, Mom?
I'm laughing at the way Billy put it. If it's a Democratic Congress, they don't make Clinton accountable either.
Exactly.
Well, then why don't you say it both? No, it's exactly, you guys just pick on the opposite party to discredit.
Kay,
if you want to say something, yeah,
Kay,
you do.
Okay, no, I'll tell you what I do. Yeah, whoever's in power at this moment.
Well, put it that
up,
way. Well, then put it that way, and don't just pick on the president and the Republicans if you want to be honest.
I got a deal. Why don't you both make a deal with each other?
Yeah, right, Kay. If you don't pick on liberals, I won't pick on Republicans.
Well, no, but I have to. I have to expose what's wrong.
And I don't.
You just don't understand, Billy. You're a good guy.
You're great.
Okay. All righty. I have an email to read here from Pure Heart about supporting KSU. Thanks, Bill, for your call this Saturday special. Appreciate it. It says, hi, MZ. Can you read this one to the folks? Many of us in Santa Cruz County support our many non-commercial radio stations, and I am one of them. I am partial to the many public affairs shows which are on the public stations that cover topics such as were just mentioned about the multi-level marketing concerns. Well, this is one of the last, certainly the last in this area, commercial radio stations where such topics can be discussed, especially in any depth as is possible with a Saturday special. It is worth supporting. I would never consider myself conservative, in quotes, or liberal, for that matter, but I am proud to support one of my favorite programs on KSCO. It's not much, but it's some every month. If just 10 of us would send in $10 every month to support our favorite shows or the Saturday special, I am certain it would go a long way toward keeping KSCO viable and Michael less likely to be forced to sell out to the big boys. And I will add something to what Pure Heart says. This is my words. Or Hispanic radio, because Hispanic radio, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much growth going on in Hispanic radio. It's extremely difficult to not succumb to, I mean, the pressure is so high to sell out to Hispanic for this particular signal that gets out over a good portion of California that it's unbelievable. And I don't want to do that, but if it becomes so hard to keep doing what we've been doing and what we're proud to do, there's no alternative. Anyhow, back to Pure Heart's letter here. It's not much, but it's some every month. If just 10 of us send in $10, I would go. So, in short, you can support commercial radio just like the non-commercial stations. Please join me in sending in $5, $10, or whatever you can afford to support KSCO, even if it's just $2. Just do it monthly so MZ can depend on us. The preceding opinion is all mine and not coerced by KSCO or its advertisers, etc. And it's signed Pure Heart Steinbrunner in Aptos. Thank you, Pure Heart. I think that's really, really sweet of you and very, very appreciative. And I'd like to see people, pledge, $5 or $10 or $20 or whatever they can, just with an automated, an automatic credit card debit each month, because we take credit cards, all the major ones, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. So you don't have to be a business. I can't tell you how many hundreds of people I've talked to over the years who said, if I had a business, I would definitely advertise on KSCO because it's such a special, different, innovative radio station. And so I'll say it again, just what Pure Heart said in his very appreciated email to me. You don't have to be a business to support us financially, even if it's only a few bucks. If you have a credit card, you want to send us a check, we will accept it and we will thank you. And if you don't, that's fine too. But it's tough. It's getting tougher and tougher to be independent, ladies and gentlemen, because of things that are happening that you've been hearing about on this very program. So back to the phone lines here. Let's go back to line number. Go to line number two. By the way, we have lines open at 479-1080 or 477-1340. We don't do all that many open mic programs where you can call in and bring up just about any topic you'd like. So,
actually, speaking of that, I got a fax here.
Okay, great. You want to read it?
Yeah, it's from the desk of Patrick F. Kennedy, U.S. State Senator in Rhode Island.
It's from serial fax.
It's got a bunch of, it's written very sloppily, it's very awesome. I'm going to read it in my best attempted drunk voice, which really isn't that good. I'm going to give a shout anyway. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Z, I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Z. Yeah, I had a few problems this week, but my dad had a press conference yesterday, and he said, what? Shut up! Dude, maintain. Okay. All right. Okay, hang on. I lost my place. Oh, God. Okay. All right. He said he was very proud of me, and I just need a big car that floats with bumpers. I'm not worried because they drove me home and didn't take my blood test, because you shouldn't test blue blood. You know what I'm saying? Tell you what right now. All the same folks who wanted to crucify Rush Limbaugh are sporting my drug illness and say I'll be reelected. But by the way, that Billy Sunshine sound pretty good to me right now. Cheers, Patrick.
Jay, so you're really good.
Thank you. I tried.
Really good. Great. So, if you want to send a fax, presumably that came from Serial. Am I right? I mean, it had to. And
I think it came from Billy Sunshine.
It came from Billy? Right, yeah. Oh. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's something that Serial would normally do, but I guess it wasn't a cartoon. Okay. Next caller will be David about Enron. And while Jay was reading the facts just a moment ago, there were several people who called and didn't get answered. So if you want to call back, we will answer the phone this time, 479-1080 or 477-1340 or email to mz@ksco.com. If you want it to be on the air maybe during this program, email it now. During the next, 20 minutes or so. Otherwise, you can send me an email anytime, mz@ksco.com. I'm usually pretty good about answering my emails. Usually pretty good. If you want to make a comment, an audio comment, it actually does go to my email. It's 429-2222 from any phone in the world. And it's a voicemail, and that gets turned into an email. 429-2222, mz@ksco.com. Now we have lines open at 477-1340 if you want to call us on the Saturday special with MZ and KZ. David, regarding Enron, you're finally on. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, appreciate it. Morning, all. I was kind of interested in this Enron thing from a couple of different angles. First of all, I do appreciate the editorial. That was a good start. The thing I was kind of interested in, though, in the totality was the... first of all, the war in Afghanistan, many people don't realize it, but Enron was very involved in that. They had in India, they had a power plant that was built. They did cost overruns that you couldn't believe their cost overruns. Something like 20-fold. They charged so much to build that power plant, and they actually used Colin Powell to strong-arm India. In March of 2001, Colin Powell went to India, and he strong-armed India into accepting power. And if I remember right, it was 20 times higher than what they were paying locally. So, imagine your power bill going up 20 times. And there was no logical way that Enron was going to be able to, justify these costs. Except that if there were oil pipelines or natural gas pipelines that were going to come out of either Uzbekistan or northern Afghanistan and cross Afghanistan. Well, at the time, the Taliban, they wanted some royalties for having this pipeline cutting through their country, and Enron didn't want to pay that. They're pikers by nature, and so they strong-armed. They got Colin Powell to go in and strong-arm the Taliban and India into accepting this pipeline and power plant. Well, the other day, I didn't realize it, but Enron also had some oil rights up in Uzbekistan. And if you are you familiar with Indy Media?
No, I'm not.
Well, in Santa Cruz, there's a Santa Santa Cruz Indie Media. There's also one called Radio Indie Media. There's SF Bay, or Bay, let's see, it's IndieBay.org. And if you go there, you can see a speech. It's called War Crimes Commission, and there's a speech there by a former ambassador to Uzbekistan. The guy's name is Craig Murray. And Craig Murray gave this speech at UC Berkeley the other day. I believe he was also at Stanford last night. And in it, he describes this, that Enron had these gas concessions in Uzbekistan, this power plant in Pakistan or in India, and then the excuse me, then the oil pipelines that we're gonna or the natural gas pipelines that we're gonna convey some of these necessary fuels, right? So essentially, the oil pipelines and pipelines through Afghanistan. In March of 2001, Colin Powell goes over to the Taliban and tells them, you're either going to accept these pipelines or you're going to have a war by October. Well, this was in March of 2001. Where'd
you get that info?
It's actually written in the popular press of the day. I believe it's in, if you've got an email address, I can find it and get it to you. It's, if you just do a Google search of carpet of gold or bombs of or carpet of bombs or carpet of gold.
Okay.
And then Colin Powell, and then you'll find this was an expression that he used when he strong-armed the Taliban.
Yeah, but so what's the point? The point is it that Enron honestly went bankrupt? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Think of it more like organized crime.
I'm trying to understand.
Think of it more like organized crime.
Yeah, where does Colin Powell fit into private industry? I don't understand.
Well, he was the Secretary of State at the time.
Yes, yes.
And so he went over to, you know, Bush is claiming that he had no ties to Ken Lay, even though Ken Lay was one of his biggest campaign contributors,
okay.
Just like Abramoff was also one of, Abramoff wasn't just one of his largest contributors. Abramoff was on his transition team in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, these guys are organized crime, and that they were using our taxes for their private personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
They were using our military for their private armies. They were using our foreign policy for their personal profit. And so this whole idea that these guys are taking our property and using it for their gain. You know, if you went into the federal building and you started stealing typewriters and selling them on the street, you know, you'd be prosecuted.
That's pretty bad, right?
Well, these guys are doing it on the biggest scale. They're taking our stealth bombers. They're taking our nuclear bombs. They're taking our 18-year-old boys, and they're taking everything that we own. They're taking our hospitals. They're taking our school
system. Who's they?
Well, in the case of our schools, you can look at Neil Bush. The whole demand that the schools No Child Left Behind, that's a scam specifically for Neil Bush's. He's got a little business of selling tests to all 50 states, and he's got the rights to sell these tests. And if everybody, it's a kind of a master race scheme, because if everybody doesn't live up to Neil Bush, then they aren't going to graduate.
And where are you learning all this?
Well, just look
private magazines.
This is written about in Corp Watch, Corporation Watch.
Okay.
It's written up in hundreds of different places. Just type in Neil Bush and No Child Left Behind, and you'll find it very easily.
Okay.
But the point is that we have an ability to stop these people on a local level, and it's through the business licenses. Enron doesn't have a God-given right to do business in California. Every county, every city, every state has the ability to yank the business licenses of somebody that acts like corporate crime.
Yeah, but Enron is gone now, and we're wondering, why did they go bankrupt, and the leaders and the owners still have a lot of our money?
Well, that's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. And if you look at... I believe there's a website called Beyond Enron, and it goes into where that money went. If you go to CorpWatch,
you're making my head swim. I appreciate your call. I appreciate
locally we can yank their business licenses.
Okay,
I mean,
that's all you needed to say. Thanks for saying it on AM 1080 KSCO. Now we're going to go to Jan in SLV, otherwise known as SLV. Hey, Jan.
Hi there. I'm up in the San Lorenzo Valley. It's a beautiful day up here.
That's nice.
But I want to talk about the destruction of our way of life. And that's what's going on here. Government is taking over. Look at all the job situation. You have all the jobs that left this country through NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the illegal aliens coming in and taking a lot of the jobs that are here.
Yep.
Then you have bilingual jobs that we can't qualify unless we can speak Spanish.
That's insane.
And now they want to take the home-based business away from us.
Yep.
And people who own land, any resource on their land, they've been eliminated from making a living off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with one of the speakers earlier who said that we need another Tea Party. But yes, we have to be careful that we aren't labeled terrorists. And we have to do it before everyone is on antidepressants and Ritalin and all the other drugs that are being forced down our throats. As far as the well metering, we did a great job that day. I was so happy. I'm so glad I was there to see that. Supervisors just kind of...
I haven't felt that good since then.
Oh, yeah. That was such a good feeling.
But they're getting ready to do it again.
That's true. And they're
so
constantly...
we have to be vigilant.
They constantly... That's their job. They're part of this globalism, and they're taking our way of life. They're destroying the middle class is what they're doing. See, they're going to bring the illegals in to do all the work that nobody wants to do, but there's not going to be a middle class. It's just going to be the big guys and the little guys, you know?
Very well said.
And on this well metering, Mr. Rickert told Jeannie that he will put meters on our wells. So it's coming back, folks, but it's coming through another, one of their little planned things.
Who said that?
I think it was Mr. Rickert is his name. He's one of the water guys in charge of the water.
I don't think so. I'm not saying that he didn't say it, but I don't think what he said is true.
Well, we have to be very vigilant.
Yeah.
You have to be, and I can look back how this kind of technique was used by Hitler.
Exactly.
Hitler and his henchmen, where they would come forth with a very outrageous suggestion,
mm-hmm.
and the people were appalled. And they shut up for a while,
mm-hmm.
and after a while, they kept coming back, and after a while, you know, the people became desensitized.
Exactly.
And whatever they were saying, wasn't that terrible?
Well, that's what's going on here now.
Exactly.
People don't, you know, they care, but they don't get out of their chair and go do something. They don't
right.
go write a letter or even make
no,
a phone call.
Because they think that it doesn't involve them, but in the final analysis, it does.
It involves all of us. It truly does. It's our freedoms that are on the line, folks. And if you don't speak up now or do something now, kiss it goodbye.
Kudos
to you. And all of
you.
Those people who died to protect our country,
mm-hmm.
I believe in and that they're watching.
So terrible. And
they're
all this,
watching.
All this outsourcing and all this...
it's the destruction of America.
Yes.
And he did I hear... Did I hear Billy speak for capitalism?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
Maybe.
Okay, Jan. Thanks.
Maybe Billy's thinking it over, we
thank
hope.
You. I love you guys.
Yeah, I think
keep
Billy,
it up, please.
Billy is thinking
you were
it over.
Great, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
Now, here comes Jason from Watsonville. Jason.
Good morning.
Watsonville. You're on KSL.
Yes. Well, speaking about the Boston Tea Party, well, I think we need another Boston Tea Party for the exact same reasons why we had them in the first place.
Yes. Yeah, so
because,
how do we do it?
Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because we brought it up in the first place is because we had taxes without representation.
We should have not a Boston Tea Party, but a Santa Cruz fee party.
Well, we could try that too. But I want to talk about the biggest scam, the biggest problem that America faces that no one talks about, no one in the media talks about today because they're scared. It's about the total tyranny of the Internal Revenue Service, the fact that there is no law that requires American citizens to pay income taxes
to have Social Security numbers, to file 1040s, and the government lets the IRS steal billions, hundreds of billions of dollars every single year.
You're absolutely right. So what do we do?
What can we do about it?
Are
you going to stop paying your taxes, Ma?
No, I don't want to be put into jail.
Are you one of the people who cowers?
No,
I am.
But I find different ways to. I give money to charity, and so I pay fewer taxes that way.
Well, you know what? Actually, matter of fact, if you've always lived and worked within the 50 states, even though you may have given money to the IRS, you have never actually paid the income tax that's imposed in the Internal Revenue Code, because the income tax is actually a foreign tax, because the Constitution does not allow the government to directly tax citizens within the 50 states. So only foreigners working here are taxed on their income. If you're an American citizen, the only income that can be taxed is income from foreign sources of income.
Are you paying income tax?
Since I've learned about this, I haven't filed a 1040 confession form.
How many years? How many years?
Since 2001.
Okay, now somebody might go after you and put you in jail.
Well, actually, first of all, the point is not to be scared. Like, you know, there's a great movie coming out.
Maybe you didn't make enough money to pay taxes. That's possible.
Well, no, because the IRS admits. I have a letter I can send you guys. The IRS admits that 63 million Americans no longer file income taxes. 63 million. And if you look on their website, only about 300 actually ever get prosecuted for not filing income taxes. And about 30 or 40 of those, you know, are found not guilty. So out of 63 million, only 300 actually get prosecuted. You have a better chance of getting hit by lightning, you know, three times in one day than by not filing.
I don't want to use KSCO to urge people not to pay their taxes. I haven't gotten to that part what's the word I'm trying to use?
Whatever it is, you better change the subject.
Yeah, let's change the subject before the government comes to shut us down.
Well, here's what I suggest people do. There's actually a class action lawsuit going on right now, put together by We the People. There's a website called GiveMeLiberty.org, and all these guys have been asking the government for years and years and years to answer these basic questions about the income tax. The government never answers them. So we are forced now to sue them under a petition, the redress of grievances under the First Amendment of the Constitution, to get these guys to answer basic questions, because they will not answer them. Now we have to sue them. There's a movie coming out called America from Freedom to Fascism.
It's like a motion to compel.
Well, how about the fact that a lot of us who are honest and naive want a fair tax? And we
tax
think
on
that
fares? What do you mean?
No, a fair tax is, you know, whenever you purchase something, you pay 22% of it, but then you never have to pay anything else. But the government will never let that happen.
Okay,
because the IRS is a big
tax,
city.
An increase in the sales tax is what you're talking about.
No. Anyhow.
What we need is the government to follow the law, because if they follow the law, we wouldn't need to, you know, have this commotion about going to a sales tax, because we are not taxed on our income legally right now. The
Jason,
IRS just simply just
against my better judgment, we're going to at least consider doing a whole program on this topic.
Well, I would.
I'm not saying that we're going to do it, but
okay.
Shoot me an email and tell me about who some good guests would be. Now, we don't want any fringe nutcases here.
Oh no.
Okay,
oh, no.
But we do want to. But it is sort of an interesting topic.
Well, I would love to. I actually have all the Internal Revenue Code.
Mom says no. Forget it, Mom. Mom just shook her head. So we're not going to do it.
I wish we were powerful enough to do something like that, but we're not.
All we can do is talk about the law.
We're just little schlubs here at KSCO.
But the IRS has been around since the 1920s, and nobody's been able to do anything about it. But, well, there, but if you choose...
Have you guys seen this movie called V for Vendetta? Have you guys seen that?
No, but...
And I don't think we should be seen going to see it, because we might get on some list.
Well, there's a great quote from that movie, and it says, when America fears its government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have freedom.
Do you agree with what Jason from Watsonville just said?
I do agree with him.
Well, then you should be proud that we would do a program about the income tax.
Okay, well we've done a program about income tax.
Oh no, that it might not even be a real thing. That might be the biggest dupe
Michael,
of our society.
Everybody knows that it's never been. It's never been approved, but they're doing it anyhow.
Oh,
but that's wrong. I mean, either we're a nation either we're a nation of laws.
If we don't have balls, who will?
We haven't got. We can't fight everything and everybody.
Okay, Jason, thank you for calling.
Well, I appreciate you letting me talk about this.
Thank you, Jason from Watsonville.
And carry on.
Okay, now, Jay, we have 15 minutes left. We got Big Gun Grody. That's what it says on the screen. We have Tony and Salinas. We have Harold and Aptos. And we have Margaret from nowhere waiting to be. But we have some commercials, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, let's hear the commercials, and then we'll come back with Big Gun Grody, Tony and Salinas, Harold and Aptos, Margaret from nowhere, and Ringing, whoever that is.
Know me as Big Boy. The original Stanger family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Spending time in the great outdoors doesn't have to mean roughing it, especially when you have the latest camping gear from Outdoor World. A lightweight, ultra-comfortable sleeping pad, a weather-resistant tent, or a cozy, warm sleeping bag will make spending time in the great outdoors, well, great. Outdoor World has the latest gear for camping, hunting, or fishing. Check out the new drip coffee maker from Coleman, designed to fit on camp stoves, or the cool and sturdy stainless steel Coleman ice chests. You'll also find camp cookware, cots, lanterns, and accessories. Going fishing? Check out Outdoor World's selection of fishing poles, waders, boots, and tackle boxes. And duck hunters will love Outdoor World's selection of hunting rifles, ammo, gun safes, and camo clothing. With so much gear in one place, you're bound to find what you're looking for, and maybe something a little extra, like time. Shop Outdoor World in Monterey on Fremont Street, on River Street in Santa Cruz, and on 41st Avenue in Capitola. Look for their ad in the Good Times in Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World. We gear you for adventure.
Buying a home around here is an expensive proposition. Hi, I'm Jim Chubb with Pacific Inland. I've been helping people save money on home loans for nearly 20 years, and I'd like to help you save money on your next home purchase. Right now, Pacific Inland has special programs that are helping people save real money when they buy a home. Call Pacific Inland at 831-475-2600, and we'll tailor one of these programs to help you buy a home. That's Pacific Inland at 475-2600, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
Hey everyone, this is Sophie Winnick. You know, the other day my kids and I had a taste test afternoon when we made all sorts of different recipes from American Longevity's Nature's Way. It was great. We came up with such yummy treats that I want to put a recipe collection together. And remember, these are healthy, good protein, no sugar, and no aspartame. And believe me, if my kids like something, everyone will. They're very picky. So I want to know how you make your Nature's Way shake, or if you have any other Nature's Way recipes. So call me and share your secret. We'll put out a recipe book. I might even give you our truffle recipe. This is Sophie Winnick at 335-3216. That's 335-3216. 335-3216. Talk to you soon.
God, what a great ad. Is that it?
Yeah, it's it.
Okay. Yeah, it was a great ad. I haven't heard that before, except it's out of date because American Longevity changed its name to Youngevity last week. And I don't know if people know that. People listen to the Dead Doctors. Yeah, we need to redo Sophie those commercials here. What'd you say, Ma?
Sophie should hear.
What'd you say? Talk into the mic.
Sophie should know it.
Oh. Don't whisper. You got to talk into the mic if people are going to hear. Okay. So welcome back to the closing 11 minutes of the KSCO Saturday special with MZ, KZ, and the callers. Now we're going to go to Big Gun Grody.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Big Gun Grody. It's the only reason is because it says G-R-O-D-Y.
I know. His fingers tripped.
Who's
on
Michelle?
Yeah, this is Big Gun Grody.
Oh, it's Big Gun Gordy, not Big Gun Grody.
Yeah, but I thought that was clever. Kay, you're beautiful. I loved your latest... I love all your little commentaries.
Thank you.
Getting to, the Enron issue. We had corporate raiders in the 70s that bankrupted companies and took everything they could and even sold the walls that the companies were housed in. We have government raiders.
Yes.
In the county here, our county retirement, their salaries, their wasteful projects, redevelopment, these are all crooked schemes.
Yep.
We put up with this. The answer is, again, for the public to be outraged about this. We have 500 years worth of coal here in the United States that could provide all of our energy needs. That's not being explored. We're giving away 8 of the Alaskan islands back to Russia. We're not drilling in Anwar. We're not drilling off the coast where Cuba and China are going to be drilling off our coast. And nobody seems to be complaining about that. And locally, also, this has caused a lot of people to become tyrannical. The sheriff's department routinely now intimidates businesses and public service agencies if they don't go along with the political groups that are running this county here, especially in the San Lorenzo Valley.
Yes, and then Mark Tracy was very much a part of that, was he not?
Oh, absolutely. And
he probably started that.
And we've got a judge on the bench now that has supported all these crooked schemes during the years.
Mention the name.
Almquist, Jeff Almquist, he tried to shove redevelopment down our throat here, and it was the fire chief that finally stood up to him when they caught him in the lie that he was going to somehow backfill the fire district when redevelopment came in, and we found out that wasn't true. So the fire chief, opposed him, and of course then he made a quick switch around and says he never was for, Almquist said he never was for redevelopment. Currently we have Mark Stone here that's capitulating to the flow group in Felton, even though the PUC has said that they probably will not get reimbursed for their legal expenses in pursuing the takeover of Felton Water. It just goes on and on and on.
It does, and I'm happy you called to say it. But, Gordy, I hate to do this, but we got so many other callers and just about 8 minutes left or less.
Okay, well,
so if we can wrap it up, I appreciate it.
And have you have a great Sabbath.
And thank you. Hey, you too. That was Big Gun Gordy in Boulder Creek. And now we're going to go to Tony and Salinas, our next caller on the KSCO Saturday special. Hey, Tony.
This is Q, and I know how to spell KSCO. It's spelled K-A-Y-S-D-O.
All right.
I really admire you. I really do.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have other callers, but I would say, here's a practical suggestion for the 2006 Tea Party.
Okay.
Whenever you send a check to the IRS or the Franchise Tax Board or the Board of Equalization, put a little tea bag in it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay?
Sure.
And
that's a great idea.
Well, that'll send a message, but what'll happen?
Well, on one day next year, like April 15th, everybody will send a tea bag to the IRS and the Franchise Tax Board. You get a couple of million of those in one day, they'll get the message.
Yeah, maybe they'll clean up their act.
Well, they'll probably make free tea out of it and the charges for it.
Okay, but, Tony.
Michael, when will you be back in your office? I want to speak to you about advertising and having Kay enter some... articles in my portal for Salinas.
Oh wow! I'll be in town in this next week for sure. So
all right, I'll call you Monday morning then.
That'd be great.
All
Okay, Tony.
Thank you. God bless you, Kay, and God bless you, Michael. Kay, you did a hell of a job raising that kid.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Boy,
double
comment.
Appreciate it, Tony. It was Tony and Salinas. Let's see. Here's Rich. Rich?
Yes, hello.
Where are you, Rich?
I'm in Salinas.
Oh.
Hi, Rich.
Got a suggestion.
What is
it? I've been listening all morning here, and everybody sending in emails or calling up as an individual almost loses the effect. And if we could rally around one cause, and I was thinking a movie I saw years ago, I can't remember the actor's name. He was the star of Sergeant York, and I can't remember his name. But he had a movie called Meet John Doe. Do you ever remember that movie?
I don't remember his name either.
Meet John Doe. He was a down-out, a homeless person. They built him up, and he ran for political office with all the corrupt people behind him until he discovered the corrupt people behind him, and then he brought the party down. But it was all about Meet John Doe. If you get a chance to rent the movie, I thought the John Doe party would be the party we could all attach ourselves to. And we can do the teabag thing, we can do the emails, and everybody sends out John Doe emails to these people so they know there's a group, not just one person here and there.
Oh, wow.
Sounds good.
Could be an
idea.
And
believe me, I'll send you some money if you need money at the station. I'm on board with that, too.
Yeah, I don't want to come across like begging, but you know what?
No, I know
that. We do. We do. it's really
well, we don't
tough.
Want
we have
to lose
a big.
You either.
Yeah, we do, and we will gladly accept anything that anybody feels like.
But
sending
if we have something like the John Doe party, everybody can be at some point as a John Doe because we don't have power by ourselves, but we
right.
do in a group, and we go after all these things, whether it's the border issue or whether it's taxes or anything else. And when they see all these John Doe emails coming in or these John Doe letters or phone calls, maybe they'll get the point.
Great. Call the noon show, the noon balloon, too, during the week if you get a chance, Rich, with that idea.
Okay.
That'd be great. Appreciate
right,
your call. There goes Rich in Salinas. We have a few other callers here, but here's a great email from Vernon. It says, MZ, let's set up a KSCO Premier Listeners Club with a monthly subscription, $10 to $20 per month. We could provide incentives for our listeners. Let's see what kind of incentives could we provide for our Premier listeners. Maybe 30-second public service announcements once a month. I don't know, to be determined. Or we could post their announcements on the site, website, available to other listeners 24/7. KSCO Premier Listeners Club T-shirt or hat. We could have them screened up. We could have an annual potluck picnic where members could meet each other. We could have a drawing for lunch with your favorite host. We could have a drawing for a chance to host a noon balloon show with their favorite host, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just a rough sketch of my plan idea, and that's from Vernon. Wow. Do you think someone would... Huh?
I wanted to say thank you, Vernon.
Yeah, thank you, Vernon.
Not only for this,
but for all the... He's been like a major supporter of KSCO since day one. Here.
And also a wonderful host.
Right.
On Fridays, I believe.
MZ, I just heard, was it David on your Saturday special? He mentioned Santa Cruz Indie Media a week or two ago. I sent you an article from Santa Cruz Indie Media about KSCO. Maybe it just didn't get through. The site is, you might enjoy perusing the site. It has everything from chemtrails, Bush plan, 9/11, a Bush-launched missile hit the Pentagon. Passengers on that flight are in Gitmo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Wow. Yeah, what does it say here? By the way, I saw yesterday evening that a New York affiliate for Air America has canceled them. And really enjoy listening to your station, Rob, in Scotts Valley. Rob, thank you very much. Gee, we only have less than 3 minutes, so let's go back to the phone lines here and quickly get Harold and Margaret. Harold, you're on.
Caller, your answer is Jimmy Stewart, to your question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Price is Right, Bob Barker has offered me a free trip, and I'm going to choose between one or two. Should I take the limo trip with Patrick Kennedy? I'll have girls, booze, rap music, and exhilarating driving.
Would you like that?
Oh, yes. Or a hunting trip with Dick Cheney. I'll dress up as a donkey or Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
What do you think?
What would
take
you do,
the
Mom?
First.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much, Harold.
You might get a shot.
Yeah. Here's Margaret. Sorry, you got to go fast, Margaret. You're on.
Yeah, I was like two callers up, now I'm six down, but
okay.
Whatever. Last Tuesday I moved, and I tried to hire some Cabrillo students, and got a referral for them, and I needed four men, for 6 hours, and they wanted to charge me $25 an hour, which would have come to like $600. Instead, I found five men at $10 an hour, which came to $250. Three were illegals, two happened to be illegals, but I got, that's why there's these illegals. Immigrants, career students with, pants off their cracks and crotches at their knees and piercings. And here I got these Mexicans that were very clean, attentive, and very appreciative. And I got them for $250 versus $600.
See?
Voila.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for sharing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we will talk to you again. I'm sure that was Margaret in Live Oak, I think. Hey, that's it. Ma, your mic is off, but I want to thank you for being here on the Saturday special. Always great to hear you live in addition to, on the commentaries. This program will be replayed this evening between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight or anytime on demand at ksco.com or saturdayspecial.com. So there you have it. And we will see you again next week. Okay? That's all, folks. KSCO Santa Cruz, here's Fox News in progress.
Not Afghanistan. Henry Crumpton says parts of Pakistan are safe havens for militants. He says more needs to be done to find them. Under investigation, a chopper crash in Afghanistan. A search and rescue mission underway to find the 10 U.S. troops on board. Some reports saying they have died. While in southern Iraq, another deadly helicopter crash. This one British. It happened during a clash between Iraqi militants and British troops.
Iraqi authorities have imposed a curfew tonight in Basra after violent confrontations broke out between the British military and Shiite militiamen following that helicopter crash. The British Defense Secretary is now confirming that several members of the British military were killed in that crash. Iraqi police say four crew members died. Video from the scene shows the burning wreckage, black smoke and flames rising from the neighborhood where the chopper went down.
That's Fox's Malini Bawa. A working weekend for the UN Security Council.
All five permanent members of the UN Security Council are meeting today at an informal session to try and come up with a resolution to prevent Iran from enriching uranium. Russia and China oppose a draft version that could pave the way for sanctions and/or military action. Before attending the meeting, Russia's UN ambassador said he was bringing new ideas to the table. Iran, meanwhile, remains defiant, with an influential cleric accusing the West of using bullying tactics. In New York, David Lee Miller, Fox News Radio.
Three construction workers killed in Florida when a working frame they were working on collapsed at a high-rise construction site, the men falling to their death from the 26th floor. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerby. Did you know that every 3 minutes another woman gets the news she has breast cancer? I got it 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-NU, oncogene, aromatase inhibitor, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Please listen. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. The first place to go the minute you find you have breast cancer, breastcancer.org.
Air Force General Michael Hayden appears to be the leading contender to replace outgoing CIA head Porter Goss. Fox's Molly Hennenberg has more.
Some other names also have been floated as possible successors to Porter Goss. Among them, the president's Homeland Security Advisor, Fran Townsend. Also, former Deputy Secretary of State, Richard Armitage. And Deputy National Security Advisor to the President, J.D. Crowley. Is the one that's mentioned the most often, the most confidently. And when asked today if Hayden is definitely the choice, White House spokeswoman Dana Perino said, quote, I'll let the president make that announcement.
A new detail emerging about a congressman's Capitol Hill accident.
As he headed to the Mayo Clinic for the second time this year, Patrick Kennedy revealed more about the night of his strange car crash near the Capitol. The Rhode Island Democrat told the Providence Journal newspaper that there was a woman sleeping with him Wednesday night in D.C., and while he doesn't remember what happened, she does. And, quote, she tried to dissuade me from leaving the house, and she wishes she had done a better job.
That's Fox's Julie Kurtz with that story. In other news, waiting for word in Australia right now, where rescue workers are reportedly very close to reaching two gold miners trapped quite literally down under for more than a week. The miners were trapped on April 25th after an earthquake. The other miner involved in this accident did not survive. And what racing lovers describe as the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, underway in a couple of hours. That's right. It's Kentucky Derby Day. Brother Dirk is the 3-1 favorite to win this year at Churchill Downs. They're getting ready for the 132nd running of the horses. It's one of the top horse racing events in the world, and it starts at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Allison Slater. You're listening to Fox News Radio.
We've got a transmitter, and we're not afraid to use it.
News Talk 1080 KSCO.
And you're listening to KSCO AM 1080. It's 5 minutes past noon. I'm Jay Cruz with a look at your Central Coast forecast for today. Partly cloudy, areas of fog in the morning with west winds around 6 miles per hour with highs around 63. Tonight, partly cloudy with fog, west winds around 7 miles per hour with lows around 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, patches of fog in the morning with west winds around 5.